Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm reading messages because people are excited about footy. It's a great day. Footy's back. It's my 26th. Hopefully I can get tickets for tonight. For my partner, she's a mad Blues fan. I'll be all about the Kangas on Saturday, and I can't wait to watch my first win live since 2019. Mickey from Cranbourne.
Well, get excited, everybody, because we're about to talk to John in Epping too. I called him the other day. Very quick conversation because he was watching a cowboy movie again. I've got to remember that about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he downs tools.
It's a series on at that time.
Yeah, he goes inside and he just starts watching his cowboy films. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Whisper. How are you?
Whisper. Good morning, Whisper.
How you going, Gary?
Next door to perfect, Johnny. It's footy's back and we're all excited.
Hey, is Libba with...
I can't wait. I can't wait this year.
It's exciting. It's exciting. I said to Gary, I just gave him a little bit of a tease about you and Libba are best mates now. You caught up with him at the practice game the other day.
And I even caught up with another young fella, one of the best young kid player going to be for North Melbourne in another couple of years.
True.
And I didn't tell you which one it was. And I spoke to Libra.
Yeah.
And we had a nice little chat.
Right.
He's a lovely man. And then I even spoke to his son as well, because he came there to say hello to his old man.
Yeah.
And because I was on the Bulldog side, he said to me, "What are you doing with the North Melbourne jump on?" He thought I was going to bet for the Bulldogs. I said, "Well, if I got this on, that's mean I bet for North."
Did you have a jumper on, Johnny?
Yeah, of course. When I got to the football, I always got my North Melbourne jump on.
Do you? What numbers on the back?
No, not number, just a nice jersey,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Is it a long sleever, Johnny, or a short sleever? You got the guns out or not?
No, shorter sleeve.
Do you look a bit like Libba?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I would say I got a lot of hair. He's got no hair.
No, you got a lovely head of hair you have.
Now, Tim said to me, he keeps ringing you while you're watching the cowboy. What's the name of that cowboy you watch?
Oh, the one I'm watching. It's Red Wavy. It's a film about cows all the time, you know, and shooting one another. But the one I used to like the most when I was a young boy. I was in Switzerland for a couple of years,
yep.
And every Sunday I used to get the tram, yep. And got to the cinema. Every Sunday it was a religion for me. Got to the cinema and watched the cowboy and Indian.
Yeah.
Okay. What cowboy movies were on back then? Switzerland. What? How many years ago is this? Maybe about 60 years ago.
Talking about literally 60 years ago.
Yeah. And so, which cowboy were you watching back there?
Oh, I used to watch John Wayne, Clint Eastwood. I used to watch Lynn Van Cleef, like the film The Good, Bad and the Ugly.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a big thing them days.
Good movie, yeah. Good movie, The Good, Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah,
And what about Gary Cooper?
I got Gary Cooper as well. Yeah, he was another one. But in Gary Cooper, he was doing a lot of films different in TV, in the cinema. You know, he was a different actor from like John Wayne, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what about halftime at the cinema? Did you get a choc top? Did they have a choc top in Switzerland or not?
No, we used to have a pack of chips.
Ah.
Chips, yep.
Yeah, they used to have chips.
Henry Fonda played a few cowboys, didn't he?
Henry Fonda too, yeah, but not much like it. No. Glenn Eastwood, the old John Wayne, you know.
No.
Them days, they were the biggest, like, cowboys in the world, you know. American actor, they were always the best actor for cowboy and Indian films, you know.
Yeah. Well, Clint Eastwood was great in the spaghetti westerns, wasn't he? The Italian westerns.
Yeah, he's another one, but he's another one there. Fist of a Dollar, that was a big film as
Fistful
well.
Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah. Great show. A great show.
Yeah.
Johnny, we've got a question for one of our callers. It's about salami making. He says he wants to make salami this year. He said He's planned his salami making weekend around the North Melbourne fixture. What round are you making your salami?
Oh, I got no idea. A few more months before I start to make salami, it's going to be really on the middle of the winter, you know, because you can't make the salami when it's a little bit hot. You make sure it start to have a bit like 14, 15 degrees, you know, and no more than that, because
yep.
You can do salami if it's a bit hot.
No, you don't want too much heat, do you, John? And what if you get get a little bit of white looking growth on the outside of your salami? Do you
throw
have to,
it out.
You have to, no, you wash it down.
Throw
with,
it out.
No,
a fungus.
No. You wash it. No, you wash it. You wash it down with olive oil, don't you, Johnny?
Yeah, but that's the salt. The one Gary talking about, like that's the salt. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I throw mine out. I throw that out if I buy it.
Can I speak about Josh Jenkins, please?
Line him up, my word, you can.
Yeah. Last Monday morning, I was listening to him talk about who's going to be on the eight and who's going to be staying on the eight.
Yeah.
And he gets paid a lot of money. Come on SEN.
Yeah, heaps.
And I get paid half of what he gets paid, and I can do better job than him.
What do you do?
What is he doing? He reckons that Richmond, they're not going to make the eight because they got too many old players.
Richmond.
So he's going to contradict himself. What's happened to Geelong last year? Didn't they go on the grand final with about 7-8 over 30?
Great point, Johnny. Great point.
Oldest list in the competition last year.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, rest your case.
He come on the SEN and talk. You know, he contradicts himself.
He's lost his marbles.
I respect him. He's a lovely bloke. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
To come on the radio and
squaring
like
up.
That's your square up.
Did you agree with me or not?
No, we don't agree with you.
No, I agree with you.
No, you never do it.
I agree with you, Johnny. Hey, the Kangas played the West Coast Eagles. No Elliot Yeo for the Eagles and no Nick Natanui. So I think you are going to be a chance.
Well, if we're not going to win this week, mate, we're going to have a miserable year. We have to win this week.
Putting a bit of pressure on.
Give a bit of confidence to the player. And when I went a couple of weeks ago to watch the North Melbourne the Bulldogs, I met one of the best young players North Melbourne have at the moment. And he is such a lovely fella.
Who is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. I'll tell Tim when he come here.
Oh, you can't tell us who you met.
It's a secret, Tim.
He's a North Melbourne player. It's public knowledge.
Harry Chisholm.
Oh, you met Harry. Oh, that's
good.
Great. Oh,
that is good news.
Yeah.
Did you introduce yourself as North Melbourne's number one fan?
Yeah. He was near the Bender line, and we had a nice little chat, and I explained to him what's happened, and he said to me, yeah, I heard all about it. It's all squid. No problem, mate.
Good. That sounds great.
It's all part of our ongoing education process in life, Johnny. That's what it is. Hey, it's a great pleasure. Thanks for jumping on a little bit earlier. We've got a few gremlins in our system here, so you've come to the rescue and helped us out. So thanks so much for that.
That's okay. No problem, mate. No problem.
We'll see you next week, Johnny.
After yourself, and you have a good day and good weekend. Yep. And better for North Melbourne.
Go the North. Go the Kangas. Good on you, Johnny.